is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Debra Lee and friends. Since 1996, Debra has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Debra today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Oh, it's so glad to have you all with us. Those of you who are in our little mini studio, those of you who are on Facebook Live with us right now as we're streaming, and of course, those who are listening on News for the Soul Radio. So here we are, Monday. Kind of interesting, isn't it? There are songs about Monday, rainy days and Monday.
I don't remember a song about Wednesday. Just curious. I don't want to get too sidetracked.
Other than the one that says, "It's Hump Day."
Not really a song. I mean, an actual legitimate on the radio song. But anyway, yeah.
There's Ruby Tuesday.
There is Tuesday, but I was talking about Wednesday.
I don't know about
Thursday and Wednesday seem to be boring.
Well, which is weird for you to say, because often those are ladies' nights out in the club.
Yes, it's ladies' night.
Well, that was back 400 years ago when we used to.
You don't think that they're still...
Yeah, but you look at the club situation is weird. It depends on what town you live in, I guess, too. Right?
Well, everybody, as we sit here and debate this, we are actually here.
It's not
for
a debate
you.
Show, by the way. It's a
we've had a comedy of errors here. One little...
Not our worst, sure.
Not tech... What was I going to say? One technological error after another, but we got our you-know-what together.
We've had worse beginnings, though, believe it or not.
Yes, we have.
Wasn't it last Monday we were unmuted?
Yes, for like 8 minutes or
two. I moved the microphone and accidentally it went, oopsie.
And you touched the mute button. There's nothing on the screen that tells you. But anyway, we should probably start the show eventually instead of...
I think so.
Goofballing around, even though it's fun for us.
This is Jimbo Baggins over here.
I am that.
For those of you that might be new and have no idea, who is that oddball man? Sitting there with Debra, that would be, you know, him.
Yeah, that's Debra. That's Debra, too, in case you don't know who the hell she is.
And over here, in the shadows.
Only the shadow name.
With 11 veils is our Veronica.
11?
I think there's 11.
Okay.
Usually I have 72.
I know nothing.
Well, I thought 11 was a angel number.
I have no idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she,
I don't know anything about that.
She is our gal Friday who's takes notes on your readings, so if we need to, we can refer back to them at a further time.
Mm-hmm.
And she also gives you an angel card reading.
Yes, I do.
Yes, so don't run away after I give you mine. We want you to
right. And you get hers, you have to wait for mine.
Yes, you do. Yeah, so
don't hang up. When your regular reading's done, you have a bonus reading.
You know, a lot of us, before we get going down the road, a lot of us, I'm hearing from people even in the street, are saying to me, oh, the world, the way it's going, everything is like going to hell in a handcart and
handbasket.
Well, it depends. Hell,
I've never heard cart.
That's
going to be shopping.
That's
cart.
From the northern Midwest. I don't even know
cart.
What a hand. Anyway, we got to look back at history. I mean, there were way worse times. If you think about it, including the bloodshed, including bombs blowing up buildings.
I mean, yeah, it's relative.
And I think what we need to bring, instead of despair and hopelessness to the table, we need to bring faith, love, light, and hope.
Every 10, 15 years, people say, look at this. This happened, this happened, this happened. There's Revelation. There's the apocalypse. You know, it's like, really? It happened every 10, 15 years, but then it kind of doesn't happen at the end.
No, but there was a very wise woman I knew many. My first son had been born, so that was like 1979, and she had a bunch of her young grandsons over, and I brought my baby over, and she said any time that there is a lot of males being born, there's a war coming in 20 years. And what happened? 20 years later, we had Persian Gulf War.
Now, that was less than 20 years later, but okay.
All right. Yeah, and then from there,
it was around 90,
look what we got now. So maybe we just need to put more females in the world.
Oh, no, they go to work too, so that's
yeah.
The reason the toilet.
Well,
Israel has been doing that forever, but now the rest of the country's caught up with them.
If women ran this world, I wonder what it would.
It's worked out for Britain from Margaret Thatcher.
That's what she was?
That's the one of the nicknames I think they called her, the Iron Lady, because she did pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, plus the word rule, unless it's a total dictatorship.
Yeah.
You only rule so much as a leader of a country that has a parliament and powers. But anyway, we've been
I really think, though, it needed to be put out there. So many people are afraid.
Michelle.
And, you know, people are now hoarding, and, you know, gas is outrageous.
You ain't hoarding gas unless you're rich.
Yeah, true. So, anyway, I just feel we need to bring more positive energy into the world rather than all this negativity.
I never get that. Like, it is what it is.
Right.
Life.
That's
all right.
My little soapbox moment.
Box and you didn't fall off of it.
That's
so
right.
Good. All right. Did you talk about your cards?
Forgot about the cards.
I did.
Because we've been on multiple tangents.
The handsome sounding man on the intro said that I was using an ordinary deck of playing cards, and that is very true. I'm not using tarot, Oracle, all the other cards that are out there.
You can't touch them now.
And just the distinction needed to be made. Okay, so a lot of people will say, oh, go get a tarot reading from Deborah. If I could do tarot, I would give those readings. But I've not been able to actually properly conduct a tarot reading. And I'm not, I love them. I get them myself. So that method and the others tend to be a beautiful, all-encompassing life philosophy for you. Where personal prophecy, which I do, is a bit more literal. What's happening right now? How does it look in the future? How are we going to be able to improve it? Mm-hmm. And so we're filled with many options, utilizing the important tools of choice and change. So, all right, Jim, you take it away.
Yeah, I'm going to be quick because the calls are stacking, right? I guess everybody's hopping quick when you run and get readings and excited, and we're all excited, of course. All right, that number to call in, 646-595-4274. I actually said the correct number now. whatever show that was. Oops. It was, might have been last week.
Yeah.
That was an awesome show as far as failure. I think we did the mute, maybe, and the wrong number in the same
show. Yeah, we did.
That's pretty impressive. The bada bing.
And when you say we, do you mean you and the little mouse in
your
pocket?
Oh, no, believe me, that mute thing. I did not touch the microphone. I did not touch Mr. Mute button. But anyway, 646-595-4274. That's the number to call in.
All right, let's go.
There's a big queue. No, I ain't ducked in yet. There's a big queue. When you're in the queue, if you hear the show, there's not a problem. That's a good thing. You're in the queue. If you hear the show, you can sit there and listen to the show. You won't be forgotten. There's a list. Headquarters has the list. They know who's next and all that stuff, so you're good. You're good to go. I would recommend don't get impatient, disconnect, and that's why you got to do what you got to do. When you do get through, because you're going to be on speaker, I would be while I was holding, switch back, because speaker doesn't work out good on our end after the internet, all that crap. Especially on cell phones. I mean, cell phones really are like little radio, like walkie-talkies way back in the day, except obviously more sophisticated and better, but they still can only do things one direction each time. Make sure your background noises are cool, like not there. You're probably multitasking on your hold. Who doesn't? When you get with us, sit down, chill, relax, chillax. Because if you're bouncing around, then by the time it gets to our speakers again, it's like, is that English they're speaking? We don't know. It's almost, or is it that language on the gods must be crazy? But is it that language? We don't know. So, and if you, any background noises, if you're like at a construction site, I don't know what to do. You probably shouldn't be there, but it's going to screw up us. And if you get your car windows down, put them up, even though it might be beautiful out where you are. If your kids and dogs are going crazy, throw them a hand grenade to go play with out in the street or something. I don't know. So,
right.
Whatever you think a good solution is, all right? 646-595-4274. We're going to the first caller.
And I have to say something quickly before we do. I am having a terrible case of the giggles. And I want you to all know this has been one of the worst days of my life. And I don't know if it's happened for you, but if you have a bad day, you cannot. So please don't think it's in your reading or that I'm trying very hard to put my
pose of her.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right.
So quit making jokes.
That ain't going to happen.
No.
You got to laugh at danger so you don't feel as bad. 919 is our first caller. That's from North Carolina, 919.
North Carolina.
North Cackalack.
Who's on the phone with us?
Hey, it's Patsy.
Hey,
hello, Patsy.
She was like the first one here.
Hey.
We've been actually mentioning her name lately.
She was like first in the room.
We've been saying we haven't heard from Patsy in a while.
Right.
Well, you have now. I don't know why, but I'm echoing. Well, I want to let you know my positive affirmation of the day is in the end, love wins. And I started my day with making the new maintenance man laugh. I saw him outside and told him that my toilet was smoking. And he looked freaked out. He goes, well, where's it smoking at? I said, well, I took a picture. I'll show it to you. I had put two rolls of toilet paper on top sideways so it looked like eyes. And I put a cigarette in the lip of it. So if you do that, it looks like your toilet's smoking a cigarette. Anyways, the poor guy.
That's
on my Facebook if you want to look at it later.
Good, as it should be. That
sounds
pretty
good. Is that a joke or is that
It's a joke. Look on my Facebook later. You'll see the picture.
Okay. Oh, we needed that. We really did. Thank you.
Yeah, it was funny because
like
the guy was,
like
he was young and he was like shocked.
Even more funny
okay.
on the internet, you did it yourself. That's what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did it. You just lay the two toilet paper rolls sideways so it's looking at you. You get down at the toilet, and then you stick a cigarette between the lips of it. You've got the toilet shut. And the toilet's smoking, and it's got eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, he said I made his day.
Jim, don't try that here because he gets to be a little forgetful.
But I like I like original ideas, and I can't duplicate somebody's awesome idea.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
no,
I
got it from somebody else, so it's okay.
Well, the delivery is your own.
Yeah. And, so, all right. Well, yeah. It was your own toilet. But anyway,
so
all right.
So tell us, what's brought you to the show today?
And just to let you know, I have your book about reading the cards, and I need to throw myself into it because I read cards, but I like to play in cards better. What you do.
Oh, nice.
It's so much better because it's coming from the totally different show of the cards, and it's your intuitiveness that's reading these cards. And, like,
exactly.
Nobody wants to see the devil or death or things like that. People freak out. But with the playing cards, it just tells a story. And it's beautiful.
So
I love it.
I've got to tell you, I have witnessed miracles, and I'm not taking any kind of credit for that. I feel like there's been a divine intervention at times, and I just deliver the message.
Right.
That's all.
You're the messenger.
Yeah, but thank you for saying that. And I know I keep saying this, folks. I am putting together a go at your own speed school. So that, because a book, you know, a book is going to be kind of a collection of snapshots. And yes, the lessons are in there. And yes, a lot of people who are good at book learning, they pick it up very easily. But if you find yourself going, it can be broken down more than.
Are you going to be able to do it online for people who don't live near you to pay to just do it online?
Yes. Yes, and I will be part of the actual teaching process. And I've learned over the years, sometimes people move at a pace that is so quick that the others feel like they're drowning.
We're drowning, right.
And they will quit. So we're going to take it more like the various grades of school. Let's go with that. I have a level that I consider kindergarten for people that have never even thought of doing something like that.
It's all just introductory to things.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a hands-on person. I love the book. My cousin has the book. But I would like to, see it done as well and be led into it. And put me in the kindergarten class.
Well, that's probably the best way to learn anything is from the very beginning.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you can pick it up pretty easily. It took me 4 months working with my grandmother. But then I wasn't the kind of person that ever felt intuitive. So it was difficult for me. And
it may be easier.
It might be also easier for people that are good at higher math and algebra and
forget that.
Trigonometry. I don't know. Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
I don't even know how to spell that.
Language. Well, Pat,
you make
for bringing it up, and folks, I did not have to do that.
Yeah, the book is great, and I'm going to throw myself into it, and I want to be a part of your class, too, when you have that.
Thank you. All right, well, now you've motivated me. I need to get off my keister and get this going.
Yes, I'll be your subject.
All right. You can be my teacher.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Patsy,
I guess the question I have is, do you see my boyfriend Tony sending messages to another woman or a woman he used to be with? Or talking to her.
Oh, you have suspicions.
Well, I never know if it's right or not.
The only thing is people change. Things change.
Yeah, life change. Life is all about change.
Is Tony being a two-timer?
And, Patsy, have you seen any evidence or are you just working from the gut level?
Well, I saw earlier, I'm not going to say how I can see where he did a screenshot of I love you always and you're my star or whatever at 11:50 when he told me he was taking a nap and he didn't send it to me. And he said he was going to send it to me later when I confronted him.
I feel like I'm watching an episode of Cheaters or Jerry Springer.
Mm-hmm.
And when the,
it is
the,
Jerry Springer.
When the guys get I don't mean anything negative on you. I'm saying when the guys get caught, they come up with
the dumbest,
stupidest things to say. It's like, Oh, my God. All of a sudden, they revert back to, like, a childhood IQ.
You didn't
know, and then he gets mad
attention.
At me.
Yeah.
No, like
then he gets
lie.
Mad
like,
at me for accusing
like a,
him. So was it for me for later, or did he send it to somebody else?
So, Patsy, I got to ask you. If it turns out as I'm turning these cards over that I perceive that he is, what do you have any – do you have an agenda?
Do you have a plan of attack?
Yeah.
My agenda, well, I still have furniture at his house. I need him to help me move my son Wednesday, which my son's going to pay him. So we need to be friends. So I'm just going to try to focus on my life. And, you know, I've told you before, when my mom passes, I've either got to get a roommate to stay here or move somewhere else. I may have to go to his place.
Right.
Okay.
That's not good.
Well, it's, you know, what you might have to do.
But if
right, so I
somebody make, is two-time.
Right, but I need
are
to
you
stay friends, I mean.
Have, How is your relationship
okay.
solid? Because here's what I'm getting. He has within him aroused feelings of jealousy towards you concerning another guy. And there's a man here. And he thinks, well, what's good for the goose is going to be good for the gander, too.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't suspect
so
anything or have any jealousy. We live an hour apart. He doesn't know what I do.
Sometimes they can be jealous of our own offspring.
True, true.
Yes. It can be very clouded.
And an insecure person, female or male, is going to develop a fallback position.
Insecurity is not sex specific. It's male, female, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter, transgender, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I do feel
yes.
he is doing things on the phone. And entertaining him, you know, who, somebody, and I wouldn't say the name if I could remember. I know somebody in my client list who is very devoted to her husband, but she enjoys flirting around and, you know, chatting up other guys. In her way of thinking, she's not doing anything wrong. So in the cards, I can't say to her, oh, yes, you are doing something wrong, because the cards reflect your, you know, your
yep.
beliefs.
Yep, exactly. Right. If I was a serial killer and somebody said, is that guy a serial killer? Looking at my mind. Like, no, he's not. He doesn't think he is.
Right.
He doesn't think he's doing anything.
Right.
So, Patsy, if you work on this method and you learn some of it, you're going to be able to pick up these threads. And be prepared
right.
because it's like getting your eyes opened wide. It took me 15 years to actually believe what I saw in my own readings. Then I spent
right.
the next 15 deciding to listen to them, and my life really changed.
It's only 30 there
okay.
so far.
You have your own contingency plans if mama, you know, doesn't survive, if this, if that. You know, I'm not sure you feel that it's necessary to fall back in on an old boyfriend if that's what he's become.
Yeah, it may be my only option. Do you see if he's talking to the lady he was seeing when he met me? Because that's what I feel like those messages were directed towards. Who is it
okay.
directed towards?
I'm just seeing, I don't think it's just one. I have a feeling he just plays around a little bit.
He's having fun on social media, the internet,
yeah.
and all that stuff. Yeah.
And that's
right.
like having a singles bar come through your house.
It is.
Right?
And it's hard. Like
that's
you said,
a good way to put it.
So you can't pick it up necessarily.
Right.
And if
well,
the one
going,
said, but,
yeah.
but the one meme said, I love you always. So that's someone that he will always love, not a newbie is how I see that. Right?
I got you, but some guys can say that yeah. and not really mean I love
right.
you always. Mm-hmm. Because they're copying a meme that might mean... when I say I love you always, that means I don't want you to quit talking to me.
Yeah, do you have a commitment that you both are, you know, monogamous together?
Yeah, well, I'm never going to trust him again. We
yeah.
do, but I'm never going to trust him again. And if
oh,
somebody...
but you have some kind of an understanding.
Well, I got to tell you, if you Don't mind me.
That's a big deal.
Normally, I don't answer questions I haven't been asked, but I want you to know, knowing you a long time, Patsy, mm-hmm. through the cards and all, there's somebody new coming for you. And this relationship, in terms of divine order, is going to disintegrate
mm-hmm.
to the point where you're going to be pointed in a new direction, and you're going to find your true the happiness.
So the disintegration is a what meant to be.
It's a meant to be.
It is a thing that is supposed to happen. It's a path.
Yeah, and I don't see you moving in there. I feel you'll move elsewhere.
Okay.
Right. Or get a roommate and stay here.
And just, if that's what you choose to do, or remember, Hampton Roads is a hop, skip, and a jump from there.
There's a lot of crazy stuff going on here.
True.
She should probably make her readings here more frequent.
Yeah, come join us. More if you
a
could.
A lot of dynamics
here. It's been
here.
So long since we talked with
right.
you. You need
to
call in.
A ton of dynamic stuff going on here.
Well, I do listen to y'all. I love the readings that you give people and some of the, you know, like sometimes everybody can get inspiration in what you tell other people.
Thank
so
you.
I definitely
you
listen
know,
to that.
Patsy, I really feel that you've been called to come to me on the show today because I have had a really bad couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So here she is telling me, you know, it's interesting. We used to say out of the mouths of babes, but maybe you're a babe too.
That is true. I think we've heard that a couple times.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Patsy, just right now, just think in the moment. Stay in the present.
Right.
Okay. Nothing needs to be decided. And right now, I don't see your mother's passing.
And
that lady's a fighter, and she's not going until she's ready.
And with all this stuff going on, it'd be silly to make a final decision
yeah.
on anything right now. There's
right.
too many dynamics.
Yeah, I'm not. And right, and I'm taking good care
good.
Of her. Yes. So I want her to be here a long time.
And one
she
thing
mean, but I'm taking a good care of her.
Yeah, you know that.
No, they all.
Yeah.
It's like they all kind of get mean, and
yeah.
who wouldn't?
Yeah, you know.
But remember,
right.
you learning this is not just a whim. You can become very good at it, and this can become your back pocket career.
True.
Wherever you go, it's how I got started. My life was crumbling, and I decided to apply myself to it.
The phoenix.
So
well, it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because
yeah.
I wanted to join hospice and sit with people who are dying who have no one, but I can't do it until I'm not a caretaker anymore is what they told me. Because
well,
I do
right.
have
and
a
let
for
things,
it.
Let things happen in their natural order. And I really think, though, you're going to be a wonderful hospice worker. Daryl had some amazing ones. Okay.
My
yeah.
sister does that. I don't even know how she could.
Look, we have to give you your angel card
yeah.
reading right
Stand
now.
By for you.
Okay, thank you
we
so
have
much,
list.
And I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Patsy.
So I have to give you this reading. This is very important that you hear it. I think
okay.
it goes along right with what Deb is saying. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Spread your wings.
Oh, wings, that's good.
Archangel Ariel, do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar.
So I think you are on the
you.
Crest
yeah.
of a very important moment in your life.
Stand by. Stand on the edge of the branch.
And remember, Tony is not the last man on Earth.
No, there is no such
right.
thing.
No.
I know.
There's
He's
no
not
such
the
thing.
Last one.
You're
I know,
the,
and I'm still marketable.
Yes, you are very – this woman's gorgeous. We should do a psychic singles show and
thank
put
you.
People on here and say, oh,
and ship them
this
together.
Woman, I've read her card. She is golden. She is blah, blah, blah. You know, I could love that.
Oh, that would be fun.
All right, Pat. Well, we just
All right.
may have to look at that. All right. Take
All
care
right.
of yourself. And you're blessed for taking such good care of your mom.
Mom, yes.
Oh, thank
first.
You.
Oh, you're
color.
Welcome.
Very swell.
All right.
Yes.
I love you.
All right. Yep. Be in touch.
Thank
you. All right.
Thank
you.
Sure.
Well, sorry. Thank you
yes.
very much. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have bounced over the hump. So we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope you enjoy yourselves. 646-595-4274. That is the number to call
we
in.
We use the word entertainment as an umbrella, meaning don't think verbatim. You know, if I see that, oh, you've got a windfall of money coming, don't take your paycheck and go put it on the lottery. You know.
It means no matter what happens now, as soon as you get done with the reading, some weird dynamic thing down the road could have changed the future. That's why you got to keep looking at it over and over and over and over before you make any kind of decision.
Right.
And it never should be that drastic ever. All right. Let's go to the next caller. 806, state of Texas. 806.
Hi, Texas. What's your first name?
Hello, this is Ann.
Oh, I
can
knew
you hear me?
It was Ann.
It was
yes, we hear
Ann.
You.
Oh, okay. Well,
how
I'm
are you
work,
doing?
So I'm doing good, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Just calling to get a checkup. See what's on the horizon.
Any new
good or bad.
Any new developments for you?
No, just everything's still going good. I was babysitting this week. Well, on Friday and Saturday, but other than that, it's just working and family.
Yeah, well, and work is still cool. Everything's cool with work.
Oh yes, yes. It's been busy. Oh my goodness, but I'm still enjoying it.
But busy is good because those days don't seem like forever then.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I work till 6, but time flies.
Yeah, there's nothing like working an 8-10-hour day or whatever, and you're twiddling your thumbs a lot. That clock just, like, never moves, you know?
Right.
Yeah, she knows. You know, some of those
ET
don't really move that, you know, but yes.
Right.
And we had some
all
snow
right,
on Friday, so I got to get off a little bit early, so that was nice.
Oh, yeah.
I think we heard that from somebody you know about the snow.
Yeah.
Yes.
A dark-haired beauty.
Some little younger girl told us about that, too, a little bit of snow.
I'll tell you what your checkup is. Once things start to settle down for you.
If they think exciting.
Well, yes, there is exciting. But I want to preface it by saying once things become regular routine for you, and you've got, you know, all the corners covered on your job, and home and family is running smooth, I'm definitely seeing a new love and interest popping up for you.
Oh, really?
And it's interesting how this is going to come when Anne will have the time and the attention for it.
Yeah.
Now, do you go through the summer, Anne?
Yes, we do.
Working.
Okay,
yes,
but
like this week it's spring,
I want you to know.
This week it's spring break, but I'm working.
Well, it is around that time, isn't it? Yep.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I definitely feel you're going to meet somebody. I feel it's in the work arena.
You said that?
It is.
It makes a lot of sense.
It's like he's an administrator or a professor. Let's just say he's got credentials.
Yeah. Somebody with tenure?
That very likely. They're going to start as friends. Great. Lighthearted banter. Guy's got a great sense of humor. He likes to go have a cocktail, but this guy is not a booze hound. Okay.
Oh,
so you don't have to worry.
He's not busy
carrying him home or anything. Yeah.
Right.
But I really think around this time that Mr. Michael, remember Mike? He's going to try to weasel his way back in, and you are going to be so like, no, big time out, forget
Sorry,
it.
We're done.
Yeah, we're done. And
I can't wait to do that.
He is going to be a bit of a nuisance for a little bit. You know, his ego is going to be bruised.
Oh, he's going to throw little tantrums that you won't be able to see.
I agree.
You'll go home and go.
Yeah, but especially when he sees you on the arm of a very dashing and debonair, fella. So,
a new fella.
And don't let the fact that this man is going to be a little bit younger than you.
Oh, you saw that too.
Yeah.
She's been seeing this like several times now since you got your job. So,
but young is good. They have a lot of spirit. They have a lot of stamina.
Apparently they have lots of stamina. Yeah.
And we like stamina. So
where is he on the board here?
Right here under Sure to Come True.
That's everybody's on Earth's favorite thing. Unless it's a bad one, but, you know, it is what it is.
No, I really think your life is going to really pick up. It's going to be on an upswing coming up.
It should be.
Right. And work looks excellent. Really excellent for you.
Very nice.
So I would give you an A-plus for your checkup tonight.
So that would be exciting.
Yeah, no trouble. Nothing, you know, to worry about.
I need to work up to the dean's list, then, don't I?
Yeah. Yes, look at that. I wonder if the dean is available.
Or the provost. I don't even know what that is, but I saw it on a show list. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, it's got to remember, it's still a workplace.
It is.
So some boundaries must still be there.
Oh, right.
And typically, especially up in, these aren't like, these are people that know the world of life and have worked in a lot of places, and they know there's things you should not cross. All right, what do you got?
Okay, well, we've got the two. We've got Archangel Metatron. So you got two of
and
them like
Sandalphon.
Holding each other's goblets of fire here.
is that what they're called now?
But I like them.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Prioritize is focus on your highest priority.
Yeah.
I will help you get organized and motivated. That should be my card. And then Sandalphon is right next to it saying, gift from God. We angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arm to receive.
There you are.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think those are awesome cards.
I normally don't do two, but when I open them up and it's literally like
she lets
offering
her,
it to
you
me.
You let your own heart guide you on that.
Perfecto
I try
mundo.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, Anne, we're rooting for you. We're so glad you were able to get the job you enjoy and that family's going well. And also, your love life is highly lighted. Yeah.
Okay.
We need it. All right. Yay.
Okay,
all
right,
well,
take care,
for your time.
Yep.
I'll check in with you later.
Call us again.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
All right, great.
All right, wunderbar. Let's keep rocking so we can knock out some of the very patient callers. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Very patient. 646-595-4274. Someone to call on moment. We'll talk back one of those. It's funny when you watch those drug commercials.
Oh, God.
They're very, this. And then when we get to the disclaimer, they go.
They go right on through it like you can't even hear
you're
them.
You're dying. Your penis will fall off.
Your
horrible disclaimer.
Penis will fall off.
They say really fast.
Leakage
you know?
Of the you-know-where.
My favorite is, don't take this drug if you're allergic to it. What a amazing disclaimer there is.
Don't take it if you're... How would you know?
When you take it the first time.
And you drop dead.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That is stupid. Anyway, 646-595-4274. We got another
you
color.
You mixed your pills today. You're like, I've been giving myself a happy pill.
I think we know who it is, but we'll play dumb. 423, you're up next. State of Tennessee, 423.
Oh,
hi, guys.
Please. There's Miss Tennessee. That would be Luna.
Ouch.
I don't even know what's happening.
Not much. I know we're kind of strapped for time because it's getting close to the end. So I guess my question tonight is my son had to have some lab work done last week because he's been having some long-term issues where he's had COVID. And They posted that they said they got the lab results, but they won't release them. So now I'm kind of worried because usually when they do that, it means they found something. So could you do a reading and see if the cards say if this is going to be a bad thing or is it going to reveal something that we can treat? You know, how does it look?
Okay, here's what I'm going to do for you. Since, you know, they say it's a no-no if I do medical readings, I'm going to look at how you're going to feel when you get the news.
Okay.
I don't think that's, that's kind of split.
No, that is totally not. You're just saying how she's going to feel about the news.
Yes. Okay, so tell me when the test was taken and when do they usually say, in, like, how many
They did the lab work on Thursday, and they took an X-ray too. They had the X-ray there since Friday, and then they had the lab work today. And they sent me an email saying, "Hey, we have the lab work. It's on his patient portal." When I go into the patient portal, though, there's nothing there. It's like everything.
Well, when is the physician? Yeah, doesn't the doctor usually call and say,
talk it over with you?
Because it is Monday. Just remember, every
right. Usually, you know, they'll post it and then they'll call if it's nothing serious. But if it's the other way around, like if something's wrong, they'll just call you and then so I don't know what's going on.
So she's assuming the worst because
she's assuming
of that.
The worst because she hasn't heard from her.
Yeah, one thing I've known about.
I'd call tomorrow.
One thing I know a lot about these medical people and these portals and all that stuff is they're not really good with this stuff.
No, they have no idea what's going on. My doctor takes four days to call me.
In other words, if you medical people are listening, you suck at computer stuff.
Right.
I'm just going to say it. So, and that makes people get worried, and that's not a good thing. Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot of people that go through training, and I feel that because there is such a shortage out there that people get jobs that realistically shouldn't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, for you, Luna, here's what I want, though, honey. We want you to try and imagine right now that no news is good news.
Oh, I think so.
Because they've brought up it could be the person is
slow,
messed up, put the information in and then clicked the wrong.
And then the doctor didn't get the information because it was whatever.
Yeah, they hired dumb and then dumb's assistant is dumber to the problem.
Yeah.
So I want you to know that, though, whatever it is not coming through as something that's going to have go mud. It's not.
Okay.
Good. That's important.
They may be calling for another test, but that your son is right here. This kid is almost magical. It's his ability to overcome.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen this with him since he was a baby, but this boy has an amazing immune system.
But it must kick in when it sounds
right? And COVID kind of kicked its butt a little bit.
Well, to a lot of people.
Well, true.
Yeah, that means nothing. But yeah, you're right.
It really does.
Absolutely.
It does, like, loosen that up.
I am not fair, you know. You a veil of tears, nothing like that. I feel, though, that they just possibly want a little more information.
Or maybe they messed something up.
And I was just going to say, one of the tests might have gotten lost.
Or dirty. Or
somebody botched it and they got to redo it or something.
I mean, I think they could say they probably have a system
I hope so, too.
Or maybe somebody does a test. There's a person that, like, looks at it and types up his little summary, and then the doctor looks at it, right? You never want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And they may have to kick it back to one of the other two parties.
Right.
Right. And
I mean, so, yeah.
There was a mistake in a value. I used to do this kind of
thing. Sure. All it takes one little table can be like, oh, my goodness. One
little table. They misspelled something, and then they have to fix it.
But the point is, honey, if you need to give a call to your son's
I'd be calling tomorrow.
Yeah, give him a call.
You have every right to do so.
Yeah.
And for right now, please try not to be on pins and needles.
Right.
I know it's easy for me to say.
It always is, yes.
But you didn't hear me go, oh, my God.
I would just stay away from alcohol, stay away from anything more that would help you, like, ease into that anxiety place. Just be positive and try to stay positive and wait until tomorrow.
The stay away from alcohol is a personal choice.
Hey, and look at what happened to Hailey Bieber. Hailey Bieber. That's hard to say. Justin Bieber's wife. I don't know if anybody follows this.
I didn't know he had a wife. I thought he had a boyfriend or something. I didn't know.
He got married
to one of the Baldwins.
I figured he married his own hand.
We're going to have to send Jim out on the comedy circuit.
Jim needs to go to bed.
No. They thought it was a COVID, what would you call it, like a after effect.
It's like, what do they call it? It's not a side effect. It's
I know what you
a secondary infection.
Well,
secondary infection.
Oh, yeah. That's what everybody's getting.
She was
dizzy. Exactly, everybody. Yep.
She felt a weak in her limbs and muscles.
She felt so weak.
She was having symptoms. And at first I said, well, we think it's just after effects of COVID. But it turned out with more testing, she'd had a mini stroke. And it was a blood clot. And they were able to put her right back on.
She got lucky as hell, in other words.
Well, for being
kind
so
of won
young,
the physical lottery.
They said it's very rare to see it in a, you know, 20-something.
Right, and then, but it's very rarely for it to be so minimal in damage to the body.
Right.
Okay.
So my whole point was, let's not use a bunch of conjecture like they did. Some people have suffered permanent brain damage from COVID.
Yeah.
So let's just, Luna, you make sure you let us know.
Yeah, and I'm glad
okay.
she stuck with us for a long time, Pauline.
Yeah. Okay,
I think
honey.
She even got disconnected and came back, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, you let us know.
Well, Luna, your angel card is Archangel Michael, you know, who is
the
top
big dog.
Big dog.
So
dog, right-hand man.
I am protecting you again. Lower energies and guarding you and your loved ones and home. And as soon as I got that card out, I knew it was yours. So I feel like it's going to be okay.
We yeah. can't
say that it's going to be because, you know, obviously we can't.
And you're a mother, so you worry about everything.
Yeah. So just try to stay calm, you know, just maybe, you know, treat yourself to have a good dinner and try not yeah. to amplify any of the, you know, the big A words.
A.
Right.
Anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety.
So
maybe,
yeah.
maybe a shot of the pee will do you some good, a little bourbon.
No, we don't. That could amplify those feelings.
Depends on the person.
We need something that's going to calm you.
A hot or a warm bath.
A warm bath.
Well, today is Friday, so we'll have pizza for dinner, pizza pie.
Very nice. And don't let your son pick up some of these vibes. You know, kids get so scared.
You got to be positive around the young ones. Yep.
And I will be watching for your message or your, you know, you call and let us know how you're doing. And how your little guy's doing. Oh, our hearts are with you, honey.
Absolutely. And we're on your side.
Absolutely. Okay.
Right, thank you, guys. You have a good night.
Thank you.
And we can't wait for you to call back.
Yes. And, you know, it makes me feel very gratified when we can be here for those people.
Yeah, I mean, that's kid, you know. That's like, you feel so helpless, you know.
You really do.
And when you expect a result and they're like, oh, no, there's something going on. Your parent wants to think the worst. Like, oh, my
God. Yeah, and they love not calling you back.
And
know,
then when they don't tell you, they could tell you.
Yeah.
So here's the problem.
And here's the thing. Somebody could have put on there something.
Right. It doesn't belong.
Yeah.
I don't, it's just, it could be a typo.
Yeah,
true.
Like you said, it goes through different people before it goes, yeah. So it sucks that they get so caught up and they got a million patients and then because of the assembly line and they forget about the little mom out there or the daughter that would like to know. And I'm like, yeah, we'll get back to her. It's like, well, no, that's a pretty important person.
I got my thyroid checked before I had my surgery and I waited. I got my information in the portal. I read it through to a friend who was in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's not bad, but you might need more. Talk to your doctor. When's your doctor going to call? 2 weeks later.
See that? Yeah.
She's like, well, it wasn't bad, so I just figured I wouldn't call.
Well, maybe they shouldn't make those assumptions.
Yeah, because, you know, it is. They're on a different level than us.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd like to go to the next caller. And that area is area code 516, going back to the great state of New York. 516.
New York. Welcome to the show.
York.
And your
Hi,
first
guys.
Name is?
Who are we speaking?
Hi, this is Kavita. How are you?
Oh, honey.
Deborah.
Okay. Hey, honey.
Hi.
Kavita. I love talking to her. How are you doing?
I love calling you on this site. When I'm free on Mondays, I'm like, oh, I have to call the show. You guys are great. Thank
you. Okay, great. Great.
Okay,
well, unfortunately, we're going to have to be a little quick.
No problem. A little bit.
I'll go quick.
Okay.
I'm really considering, I think I mentioned this to you, Deborah, going to Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, and I'm waiting between two tour companies, Caravan or Globus. Globus is much more expensive. Like, what are you picking up? Which company should I go with?
Well, Well, what a great application of these cards.
Well, see, that's cool. They're very versatile. So, people forget.
No,
okay, so which one are you, let me start with which one are you leaning toward? Or aren't you?
Well, Globus is, you know, it's a nicer tour, more luxurious, but I'm just talking about, like, which one would I enjoy in terms of the people and the camaraderie and just overall quality of the tour.
So it's a tour? Is it like a, I don't know, like a cruise?
Bus?
No,
it's going.
Bus
tour through Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island.
It sounds really amazing. All I can tell you that.
It does sound cool. I like it.
All right, let's see what we got here. Is it all inclusive?
Pretty much. Airfare is separate.
It always is. Yeah, we understand
some,
that. Yeah.
Some dinners are not included. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to get there. That's typical.
Just bring lots of bars, snack bars.
Well, since she's probably going to be our last, I'm going to lay them out second.
I will five, less than 5 minutes.
Never heard of Globus.
Hmm?
Never heard of it.
Heard of what?
Caravan. Never heard about Globus. I'm looking it up.
I'm going to look at Globus right now. I looked at Caravan. It looked just fine. But now I want to see the other one is a higher class, right?
Kind of almost a little bit
more
illegal too, isn't it?
Okay.
Well, we're still here. We're sorry. Everybody's looking up stuff on there. Deb's putting cards down. Veronica's looking stuff up. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell they're both doing. I don't know.
Did you go with a travel agent?
I would book through a travel agent.
That's cool.
Yes. I feel like they're always the best. They're going to give you the best deal possible. They're going to be able to find you all of the special things.
They have a lot of resources.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you want my honest opinion, which, of course, I believe she does.
No, she would like you to lie, Deb.
What I'm going to tell you is go with Caravan. And the reason I'm saying
Caravan?
That is the other one, yes, I'm picking up the other one, has a bunch of bitchy people. I don't know how to put it any other way. Bitchy, yes. A bunch of crepe hangers, as my grandmother
would. Crepe hangers! Oh,
yes,
my God!
Crepe hangers.
Oh,
they're going to complain and complain. Why did we have to go there?
And you know what? We have no affiliation with either company.
We are not sponsored.
We're just, like, this one particular reading, this is what she says. We're not taking sides or trying to strike a chord with either one.
I've laid them down
right. For her reading, that's what you see.
Yeah.
We don't
and what I
jail.
Feel is you're going to find on Caravan, it's more like a family atmosphere.
Right.
Where each person's going to be respectful and looking out for each other.
And they work with art.
And I really think you're going to come away with some nice friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's what you want. Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. In the neutrality, you really do. You're going out there by yourself having fun. You want that.
I think so. You don't want to be with a bunch of,
you want to be like sitting in a little corner just trying to survive and like, I hope these people, you want to be fun. And all right, what do you got? Yeah. Veronica has your angel card reading.
Victory!
Okay.
Mikey!
Victory.
Archangel Sun on. Your prayers have been answered, heard and answered. Have faith.
I think it's going to be great. When are you going, Kavita?
I haven't booked it yet. Probably June, middle of June.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's very close, though.
Yeah.
2 minute warning.
Very close.
Okay, 2 minute warning. Thank you for sneaking in
thank
there
you
right
so
near
much.
The end.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's late than ever.
Okay, be in touch. Be in touch and
well,
have
fun.
Keep us up to date.
I went to Nova Scotia. I was supposed to go.
Want to go. You know,
and I got high.
Oh, no.
You got what?
High.
I thought you got high, which probably the whole radio world thought you said.
And then the next year, she went to Ireland. I got high again.
You got high again? Do you have kind of a weed problem?
I'm guessing the hives keep you from really enjoying life.
Well, we're down to the 1 minute mark.
All right,
we got to say goodbye. We got to say goodbye.
First of all, thanks to these two who joined me. I love having them work with me.
Yeah, I just walked in. I didn't know what I was doing.
But remember, all of you, this is your show. We don't script it. We let you lead us.
No, we totally script it.
You take us on a road trip
but we suck
every week. Okay, now, please. Boy, he's...
I'll let you finish.
Oh, my gosh! He's full of pee and vinegar tonight. All right, thanks. Pee and vinegar.
Oh, we can't go there.
Grandma always said to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. And I believe that, too. Take care, everybody. Catch you next Monday. Bye-bye now. Hugs.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.